I'm Erin Fairbanks, reporting for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. We're checking in with our food community to see how everyone is holding up in the aftermath of Superstorm Sandy. On the line with John Feldman, Director of East Coast Operation for Stumptown Coffee Roasters. Their location in New York is at 219 Van Brute Street over in Red Hook, right at the corner of Commerce, one of the areas hardest hit by the storm. John, can you give us a sense of what the area looks like?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Erin. So Red Hook is definitely looking like a little bit of a war zone, not quite as bad as it has the last few days. Directly after the storm, I came down around 7 in the morning, and, it was really eerie, very quiet. Everyone was inside, but you could tell that there was a pretty substantial flood that rocked the streets. There were cars in the middle of the street. They were just picked up and left there. There were trees down. People were starting to pull stuff out of their homes. You could tell that, first floor apartments, basement apartments were devastated by the flooding. The smell of diesel everywhere. What everyone thinks is that the water's just basically rushed over boats and fueling facilities for a lot of the large ships that are coming in, dropping off shipping containers, all of that just carried through. So, it was looking pretty rough. Definitely something that kind of gave me a moment of a little bit of a wow.
Yeah.
I was a little taken aback.
And how was Stumptown impacted?
So we're right on the corner, and the water table here is pretty low. So we got pretty rocked. We had about up to 5 feet of water that rushed through our facility. All of our green coffee was inside. Our roaster was inside. A lot of computers, equipment, paper goods, you name it. It was all, rushed over with water. And, we did what we could. I think that not that we underestimated, but no one imagined that we would get the type of flooding that we did and how fast it happened and how kind of forceful it was. We prepared. We sandbagged our doors, both in between our roll-up gates and our kind of garage doors that we have here. We, lifted a lot of the coffees that we felt, water would damage. We lifted those off the ground. We lifted, all sorts of stuff off the ground, up to 4 or 5 feet in certain cases. And, essentially the water just rushed through and brought everything up and then kind of slammed everything down. So it was a pretty devastating scene when we walked in. Stuff everywhere. Tables turned over. Every square inch of the floor was covered in roasted coffee. There were things that were picked up and dropped on our roaster. All sorts of things.
And can you tell us, there's a lot of entrepreneurial and small-scale artisanal food businesses in the Red Hook area. What is the kind of the sense amongst the community? I mean, how are you kind of coming together, sharing resources, communicating with one another?
It's a great question, and I'll tell you that, when you drive around the streets of Red Hook, it's like you're in a movie. I mean, you can't believe the things that have happened as a result of this flooding. I mean, I think that Red Hook has kind of put itself on the map for not only food and beverage kind of relevant businesses, but all sorts of small businesses. And so people are coming together. There was some pretty devastating damage done to our friends, other people in the food business, that it's really hard to swallow. And a lot of people feel like, we're not really getting a ton of support. We haven't seen a lot of FEMA folks down here. We haven't seen the Red Cross down here. Not to say that we're any worse off than folks in New Jersey or Lower Manhattan. Obviously, we're thinking about those folks as well. But there's work to be done here, and there's people that need a lot of help. So, to answer your question, people have been amazing. The guys over that own Baked, which is a wonderful pastry shop and coffee shop in Red Hook. It's been there for a number of years. They were kind of leading the charge and trying to bring people together. We had a meeting the other night to try to strategize on what's the best route to get Red Hook on the map and to really get the word out that, hey, people are struggling here and we're coming together and doing what we can as a community, but we're going to need some help. People have lost businesses. A lot of people don't have flood insurance because no one will give us flood insurance because of where we're located. We're not eligible for that. So it's kind of our pre-existing condition, if you will. And, you know, so people are coming together, and it's been great. We've started an email chain. The guys at Baked Again are on the front lines of this, which is amazing, and the list is growing. And it's basically just kind of keeping people abreast of the details, you know, volunteers where people are needed, sharing generators to pump out basements that are full of water. You know, we did have some coffee that was not destroyed, which we're really grateful for. We were able to donate some of that for the volunteers. You know, you name it, people are just kind of, what can I do? How can I help? And that's a really refreshing thing to wake up to in your inbox and in your voicemail. And so we're really grateful for it. But, you know, this is basically an effort by the community to get Red Hook on the map, to get people more in the know, you know, whether it's, you know, the media, so that we can just kind of start to loudspeaker the fact that we need help down here. We need, you know, we need federal assistance.
Wow, John. Well, thank you so much for coming on to give us a little peek into what's happening down in Red Hook. Follow us on Twitter at Heritage_Radio or on Facebook, Heritage Radio Network, for updates and more info on the response to Superstorm Sandy.